Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I am your host, Brian Scott. Today, we're going to return to Quo. There's a question I've always been asking myself. If anybody experienced the transition back in 2012, a lot of people using Mayan prophecies predicted there was going to be this substantial shift to a new earth in 2012, and many people were disappointed by what happened. Some people said we did go through the transition. It was just not what we thought it was. One of the places where the number 2012 was discussed quite frequently was in the Law of One material, including the discussions of Quo. So I've tried to go back and see if Quo was discussed, why it was different, and what this all means. And so what I brought together for this episode is a discussion of the Mayan prophecies pre-2012, which is very good, and it's discussion of transferring into the fourth density. And there's some very interesting information from that. And then there's some discussions afterwards in 2019 as to what happened in the 2012 transition and where we're at now. I brought this together to try to understand what actually happened in 2012 and what the perspective of Quo was in our transformation into the fourth density. Because the number 2012 was mentioned in the original raw material. So I want to understand. Now, I suggest you check back on my episode, Shifting to the New Earth, and other episodes where I discuss this transition. Constantly trying to bring in new information to understand exactly what happened. So first of all, in 1991, the question was asked of Quo in the LL research session. Some sources say that the Mayan culture was contacted by extraterrestrial entities and given information concerning this planet's transition to the fourth density. Is this information relatively accurate, or should we look into other areas for a clear understanding of their culture? How can we use the information which has been left behind concerning their culture? Carla Ruckert, who was the original channel for the raw material, is channeling Quo here, and she says, "We are those of Quo. We greet each of you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is indeed a privilege to be here to enjoy each energy as it blends into unity. The energy moving in such a rhythmic and lovely way about the circle of seeking. It is a blessing to share in your meditation, and we are most grateful to you for asking our opinion upon such an interesting subject of the ways entities might work to aid in the coming of the next age or series of experiences and lessons, which shall be that which is suited to your planet in your future. We encourage each to be aware of the oneness of the group and the energies of light that move about it, to allow them to flow through you to the next density, not moving or changing them, but realizing that you are part of a whole which is greater than yourself. A beautiful group of people who together have much power than any one separately might power to ask, power to seek, power to hope. This is the greatest thing. We feel that entities such as yourselves, who seek to serve the planet at this time, can possibly do. And that is to spend time in the seeking, in the being with the Infinite One and those who seek the Infinite One. Let us begin with a few introductory remarks which we feel could make a good basis for the general message. We are aware that each within this cycle has a different gift that is not only of each in the circle, but of each entity that is ever created. Each of you is unique. No one has your gifts or gift. No one your talents, but you yourself. But if you sit thinking, well, I have gifts, but I also have difficulties, may we say that if you gaze at your difficulties, you will find them to be the other side of the coin of your greatest virtues. This instrument, for example, spoke of its lack of memory. That is, that which seems within the illusion to be thoughtless and rude. It is, however, that which allows us to fill this entity with our concepts, for this entity does not cling to the past nor think greatly on the future. It is within the present moment that each of you exists. Memory and prophecy are irrelevant. to aiding the planet, or to living in the most spiritual appropriate way of service to others that you can possibly devise. We also realize that each has aspirations and hopes. Each hopes to be able to contribute, and because of the culture in which you live, you see these contributions as those which can be held, seen, and measured, and given to others as objects. Indeed, each of you may feel quite appropriate wishing to serve in these ways. However, it is well to realize that which is a creation of yours is that which has been given to you because you have honed your consciousness, begun the process of choice, which more and more refines the self, the emotions, the self-images, and the journey itself, so that there is no outside authority that may say to you that this and this is what you must do. Only you, in your inner guidance, may come to a sense of peace and creativity, a feeling that needs no outside affirmation, a feeling that is right action. This occurs when the entity simply allows the higher self within to make known to the self the environment in which the gifts which each has to be created and presented. Behind all of these objects of creation, or may we say more accurately, co-creation, with the infinite love and light of the Creator, is the infinity of oneness, the primal beingness of which your consciousness is at this time an individual field. Yes, each of you is unique, but each of you is created of love, created with love, created from love, and within each of you is that which is pure, infinite, compassionate love. Not the romantic love or a gentle sort of love, but a dynamic and creative love that burns away the dross within, that burns away the petty concerns, so that you gently, quietly allow that dross to be burned away, little by little, never judging the self, never allowing discouragement to last longer than is necessary to express it to the self. When one feels discouragement, when one does not know what to do, one is generally used to blaming the self to this impasse. We would specifically encourage each to allow those feelings that are appropriate to a disappointment in the self, but to realize that they are but the disappointments of one who has made a mistake in spelling, and so the eraser is taken out and the spelling corrected. There is no more weight to be given to such errors than errors of any kind. That which you have not yet learned, you are not responsible for. It is only as you learn things that you do become discouraged. Yet the discouragement is predictable. Therefore, we ask you to cherish yourself and nourish yourself during these times of change. For as you seek, you shall find that change has sped up. And change is painful to the mind that is distinct to the consciousness that all have in common. You are asking your mind to refrain from being critical, whereas all intelligence is based upon the making of choices. You make choices each moment of each day. What you shall hear among all the things that come into the ear. When you are concentrating upon this instrument's voice, you do not hear the cars, or the furnace, or the birdsong, or the gentle sound of the unpredictable wind. Yet your ears have heard them. You simply have chosen to focus the attention, which is finite, upon the most interesting thing in the environment. Each time that a seeker comes to the realization that it wishes a transformed experience, it is wishing for the pain of becoming the butterfly. The pain is left behind with the chrysalis in the cocoon, and the butterfly is free and beautiful. This is the process of change. The change itself will seem to the physical vehicle and to the mind of the physical vehicle very painful, and it is considered appropriate within your culture to allay or palliate any kind of pain, or at least to be disgruntled because there is pain. As spiritual beings, we ask you to realize that your situation is that you are a field of consciousness. You are using a second density creature which has offered itself up to you that you may use it for an incarnation. It does not have the same priorities of consciousness. It is more of a creature that is capable of fear than the consciousness. And that which is fear is also that which is desired. When one moves either in fear or in love to desire or to not desire, either is seen as a desiring. Thus, that which you desire positively comes to you, and we always remind each to be very careful of what you desire. However, that which you fear will also come to you, so we ask you also to be very careful about what you fear. Now we shall begin with the question about specific ways of working in order to midwife the coming age, as it has been called. When one is dealing with a culture that is not one's own, it may be seen in many different ways depending upon one's goal in aiding the planet as a whole to become more harmonious with the change taking place. If the desire is to be utterly accurate in detail, then the requirements of both the mind of your physical vehicle and the requirements of your consciousness must needs be addressed. If a point is to be made in a completely fictional manner, it matters only that the consciousness be allowed its intuitions and hunches. Thus, you may see that there are as many ways of determining the level of history compared to the level of intuition with which one shapes one's gifts, as there are entities who may choose this form of service to others. In the healing sense, also, there is the information which may be funneled into the mind from sources within the illusion which you share at this time. There is also the possibilities of allowing intuition and intuition alone to aid you in finding one's voice as a healer. Any combination of these two may again be considered appropriate by one's unique character, vibration, or harmonics. To one who wishes to use an object skillfully in order to aid in the birthing of the new age, again, one may go to those written words within your historical documents and find layers and layers of thought which have been crystallized in your writing. One may also simply sit with the object for it to offer that which it is and allow the intuition to arise to meet it. Any of these variations is acceptable. The place between one extreme and the other, between intuition and intellect, is equally acceptable as long as it is your true balance, that which you can stand behind and say, "This is I. This is the way I felt the need to do this." Until you have settled upon that much, it is well to ponder the self itself, for it is yourself, your consciousness, that which is in the end in union with all that is. That will be the vehicle which is able to aid the planetary consciousness. All of the tools of the intellect are just that, tools, which may be respected and used, but only in ways which do not create fear. May we say that fear is indeed a denial of the oneness of consciousness and an acceptance of the illusion. Now, each of you is aware that science describes this universe, this room in which you sit, to be specific, as a great emptiness within which, just as the night sky sparkles with stars, near and far, the atoms and molecules of your bodies, of that upon which you sit, that of the air and the floor, look back at you winking in the cosmic flow of energy. Each of you is galaxy upon galaxy, creation upon creation. There is in fact nothing but illusion, and who you are is in the end that consciousness, that light being that is and was and shall evermore be, whether it is activated or has chosen to come once again into an awareness with the unpotentiated creator. You are you. You are also all that you see and the creator itself. Within this illusion, however, each of you has made the vital choice that is the purpose of this entire density of learning. That choice being how to relate to the one infinite creator. Shall you love the creator by serving others, or shall you love the creator by keeping others at a safe distance while you make yourself more powerful and thus more able to control your environment? It may be seen in one way you express unity, or that which is, and in the way of separation you may see the acceptance of that which is not. The illusion that there is anything separate from anything whatsoever, there is in fact no separation at all. And as you rest back into this awareness, you find no room or place for fear. It has never been a welcome visitor. We encourage you to bid it leave you when it wishes, not fearing fear, not judging fear, but simply saying, "This is fear. I know that voice." This allows you to become more and more skillful at making choices seeming seemingly large and seemingly small. The greatest choices that you have to make are simply the choices of how you wish to be. And this is indeed the heart of our simple message to you this day. No matter how you wish to be a midwife, no matter in what way you wish to assist the birth of a new vibratory rate of consciousness, the work that needs to be done is work within the self, for it is in your being. And not in those things that you do that by far the majority of your service lies. Think back to someone you have known. It may be a person of any age, sex, or degree of estate in life, but that person, regardless of its race, intelligence, or color or age, was lit up, illuminated from within. This entity somehow made you feel that hope was possible, that things were okay, that you were safe. That is because this entity had learned how to be a servant, had learned the hard lesson of disassembling the reliance on the rational thinking enough so that it was able to place more emphasis on the moment-by-moment considerations of the catalyst that is being offered in every present moment. It is in the present moment, we have said, that one meets the infinite creator there and nowhere else. The present moment is always the intersection with eternity. You move in a river of time and space, and it is inexorably within your illusion. It is an excellent illusion. However, there is that x-axis and the y-axis, the x-axis being the inexorable movement of the river of illusion intersecting by the y-axis of infinity, so that each present moment has extravagant possibilities of resonance and of resonant euphonious living and being. It is to those who dwell in the present moment in praise and thanksgiving, regardless of the estate which they have within the illusion, who are able to channel through themselves that infinite love that no humanity can ever engender. For within the illusion you are indeed finite. The patience wears out, this temper snaps, the love is embittered by disappointment. It is only when one seeks to live a life in resonant faith, and this can be done only blindly and courageously, that one is able to tap into that endless love that reigns upon each and wishes only to move through each and manifest within your illusion, as only you with your specialness can do. No one else can bring this energy into manifestation but you. For although all light is one basic vibration, yet it is your choice through many, many lifetimes that have made you able to receive in just this way. And for just this way, you may radiate it. When you come to the working of the various objects in order to produce a desired service for others, then you are necessarily dealing with distortion and somewhat imperfect memory. We may say that a good deal of that which is written in so biased a way as to not only camouflage the spontaneous moment in which something is being described, but even to change its nature in such a way that it seems like something else entirely. Thusly, when one does the research among those artifacts of your culture, one must be prepared to deal continuously with those facts that seem to contradict or in some way modify that which you would wish to be the way you would wish to express to others, that verity which you are seeking to express. In this, we encourage each to use its special gifts by allowing them to do their work without interference of will. For when one has been hollowed out by this consciousness of fiery and creative love, one is then precisely such and such a vessel, and that vessel more and more, as you allow it to be so, has its own wisdom, its own ways, and will be able to communicate those ways to you. The allowing of a life in faith, then, is the primary resource which each entity may use regardless of its path of service in order to aid the infinite oneness which is more and more perceived as you enter a new area of the space and time river. This river has occasion bends in it, shall we say, occasional changes literally of the area of space through which the planet itself is traveling. This great spaceship, the island of yours you call Earth, is rotating into a previously unpopulated vibratory pattern. It is doing this naturally and economically, and the difficulties that you have spoken about are those difficulties of a difficult labor wherein the earth itself may be able to continue its balance while receiving, as the living being that it is, these new cosmic influences and the new ways in which other cosmic influences from outside your sun system may come to you. It is fortunate for those who wish to serve others upon this planet at this time that the most skillful way to serve is indeed by being. Each prayer, each moment in which you have thought of the one creator becomes resonant and light-filled, and the joy and light and peace of that contact with infinity moves through you along the x-axis of time and space and illusion. And beyond all illusion, entities may be greatly touched and greatly helped simply because you are. Your consciousness is the greatest treasure which you hold within the hollowness of your earthly physical vehicle. Know it for its sanctity and purity, and see that as these emotions and desires arise, they arise repetitively again and again. Each time you have the opportunity to move into resonance and into infinity and to make a more skillful choice, not out of fear, not out of worry, that you may not be doing the right thing, but in perfect allowing of this moment to be this moment, of allowing that which you can never understand, that mystery which is the creator, to flow through you, love flowing through love into love, fullness through fullness into fullness, all perfect, all beautiful, and all one. You may say, to any who may say something like this, this is not true. There are wars and rumors of wars, there's hunger, there's pain. Why are these things there and how can we fix them? That is precisely for such experiences as these that you incarnated. It is precisely the forgetting of oneness that you wish to accomplish in your incarnation here. You did not want to remember the truth. You wanted to forget the truth and then find it again. For within an illusion where you cannot know even scientifically the root cause of anything, you most certainly cannot know the root cause of those things which are invisible and which are immeasurable by the instrumentation of your peoples. You wish to be confused, chaotic, and scared. Why did you wish for this for yourself? Were you in some way mean to yourself? To the contrary, you were giving yourself an opportunity to live a life in faith alone. Nothing can be known, but you have all inside. Each of you has all inside. And as one approaches the self more gently, more quietly, and more aware of the true nature of the self, one is able to see that one is indeed born again. And so many of your peoples have been distressed to hear the phrase born within as a self-aware eternal light being to aid the earth that you so love, to aid the changes that must come. It is simply necessary to find who you are and then be who you are in the very most truthful way, the most honest way that you can. All else will follow. When one accepts the higher wisdom of this mysterious love, one is a servant, yet one is for the first time entirely free of the prison of flesh and bone, life and death. One has become a citizen of eternity. Give respect to that part of yourself that is being born with the so-called new age. Love that child within, nurture it within your heart's womb. Talk to it, cherish it, nurture it. And as you cherish the growing awareness of who you truly are, you open your eyes at the present moment and there is your service before you, precisely there. It may distress you. It may be a pile of dirty dishes. It may be a discipline problem with the child. You may be digging a hole. It may be anything whatsoever. It is done in love and compassion and respect for this experience right now. It is the greatest service you could ever perform. For you are being an entity that approaches the illusion fearlessly and lovingly. So this is an interesting answer to the question about the teachings of the Mayans and how to use it, because the word Mayan is never ever mentioned. So I did some further research to get some further information. In 2005, prior to 2012, they asked, the Mayan calendar system indicated 2012 as the end of their calendar and therefore the end of time. Please comment in any way you feel helpful concerning this concept of the end of time and why 2012 was chosen by the Mayans as the end of the calendar. They answer, It has been a long seen among many of your cultures that there is a periodicity to the energies which create the environment for your incarnational experiences. Various cultures and civilizations have categorized and organized these periods, eras, or times within the energetic progression of what this instrument would call the time-space or space-time continuum. The particular age of which you speak is a space-time era primarily, although it certainly has corresponding shadows and equivalencies in time-space. Indeed, in time-space, you are already solidly and completely within fourth density. You dwell in a third density energy that is now completely interpenetrated with unconditional love and complete understanding of your true nature. You dwell within powerful times in which you are, as a third density entity, dwell in a body that is capable of living and thriving within such fourth density energy as you can meet with a sense of cooperation, faith, and trust. You cannot, however, join fourth density, dwelling within your house of flesh and bone. You cannot know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that all is one. You cannot know that one thing is love. Indeed, you have volunteered for an incarnation at this time because you wish to experience and be a part of the tremendous times that are at hand. These are times when a few people who discipline their minds and their thoughts can make a tremendous difference upon your planet, not only in terms of the people of your planet, but in terms of the comfort in the planet itself as it moves through the last of the birthing process. The Mayans are among those civilizations which became aware of a cycle that stretched across long eras of your time. They saw that the planet itself would move through a very decisive change from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. The age of Pisces is at its end. The age of Aquarius is in its dawn. Energies are shifting, and the time of energy being as it has been for thousands of your years is rapidly coming to a close. That time will end during what this instrument calls the winter solstice of the year 2012. We would ask each who reads or hears our statements to pause at this time with us and release all fear. It is easy to fear a concept as powerful as the end of time. We would say several things concerning this concept. First, it is a metaphysical rather than physical ending of time. Your planet as you know it shall move serenely on. Time will not seem to end to the physical eye. The quality of time shall be different. In third density, the differences will only be statistically perceptible. In metaphysical terms, in time-space terms, shall we say, that difference will be far more powerful for entities who are sensitive to energy. It is already thoroughly apparent that wave after wave of energy is crashing upon the shores of Earth. The planet is changing, and the changes will continue. There is a necessity having to do with the difference between third density energy and fourth density energy for the planet to realign its magnetic pole. This shift is occurring. Thanks to the many loving efforts of light workers, such as this group all over your globe, working in relatively unconscious unity, but nevertheless being very effective in increasing the light on planet Earth by their loving affection for it. It is as though this change in magnetic polarity is being accomplished step by step rather than all at once. As you see your planet experiencing many weather-related phenomena, you can see your mother Gaia at work doing what is necessary to shift vibrationally and magnetically in order to align with fourth density energies. The mother suffers in order that the child may thrive. Such is the labor of Gaia. As these inconveniences continue, we would ask that each of you refrain completely from fear. It will seem to be an increasingly logical response to the news of the day to experience fear. When these natural feelings of fear arise, we would ask you to remember that you are the light of the world. Each of you, by your very nature, is a crystal that receives, transmits, and transmutes energy. That energy is the infinite love and light of the one creator, which streams an infinite supply from the heart of the planet itself into the energy bodies of each of you and out through the crowns of your heads, where you function just as does a pyramid. The energy that you create, bless, and give to the creator by keeping your heart open and your love and faith strong winds itself into a golden net that surrounds the planet with love. Angels guard this work and join you in weaving this net of love. This works by blending third density energies with fourth density that is birthing at this time. We thank each of you for creating within yourself the capacity for increased faith. We ask you to attempt in each moment where fear might be a logical reaction to move into your heart and find that place of faith in which you know that whether you are in life or in death, the Creator is living through you, and you are the Creator or part of the creative principle within flesh. You are not an entity that shall be stopped by death in any way. Nor do we suggest for a moment that all of you shall die in one dramatic planetary cataclysm. Indeed, once 2012 has come and gone, we are hoping that third density will have a considerable number of years, perhaps even centuries, in which those who choose to dwell in third density vehicles may see to the continuing restitution or healing of your planet. Many are the entities on your planet who have destroyed other planetary vehicles for existence, such as Maldek, Mars, and other planetary entities outside of your solar system. We ask that you become more and more aware that you have the opportunity at this time within this incarnation to turn that energy within yourself around and to become stewards, loving and wise, of whatever little acre or square foot that you may have of planet Earth. What does your space need? If you are one who has property, we would ask you to commune with your land. And not simply with your land, but with your local situation. What local situations having to do with planet Earth have gone awry on your watch in your neighborhood? And what can one person do to bring them gently into more harmony with those things which the planet itself needs? Are your waters foul? What can you do? Is there a lack of sustainable practice amongst your businesses? What can you do? We could go on and on listing the kinds of simple, down-to-earth human local problems to which you may address yourself. Whether you do have land or whether you live on 37th floor of a high rise, yet still you are part of planet Earth. What can you do? What are your gifts? And what kind of problems do you see? You are potentially one of those who is able, as one simple single being full of flaws and yet full of good intentions, to join in groups that have a hope of coping with and creating solutions to those imbalances that have resulted in pollution and illness within the planet itself. The healing begins within your own heart, whether you live on a large parcel of land, a small parcel of land, or in that high rise of which we spoke earlier. Heal the pollution within yourself. Love yourself. Be a steward to your own body, your own mind, your own nature, and your own advancement. As you see your own advancement, do not take someone else's word for what constitutes healing and advancement. Move within your own being, where sources of guidance are thick on the ground, and begin asking for that guidance to speak to you. Let that guidance spring to life from the world around you. Observe synchronicities and listen to words, phrases, and thoughts that take you and make you imagine, hope, and dream, for your imagination is the key to forming a new paradigm for living in a new time on a new earth and a new dawning of possibilities. So I found one mention of this Mayan prophecy after 2012. It's interesting to go and look at the discussion of 2012, but then I wanted to get a better idea of what they felt like. Was it a letdown? Did they feel like something did happen? And so there's not a lot of that. They're speaking from a higher place in the moment, in the now, to release fear. In 2019, the question was asked, in what we call the year 2012, many Earthlings were expecting what we refer to as the Mayan prophecies, which could have led to a mass harvesting of souls. It is my understanding that humanity was not ready for that to take place at that time. It is my further understanding that there were a number of spheres sent to protect the Earth in mass from such a comprehensive harvesting. So my question is twofold. First, is my understanding correct? Second, is if those spheres were generated by the collective consciousness of humanity, or were they sent by the one infinite creator, or were they simply sent by the Confederation to intervene independent of the one infinite creator? Thank you. Quo says, I am Quo and aware of your query, my brother. To begin, the energies of transformation that were widely perceived to be available in the year of 2012 were energies that were available on a variety of levels of being. These energies were potentially able to be manifested not only upon the inner planes where they were, indeed manifested, but also upon the outer planes of your third density illusion. many prophecies and channelings, shall we say, focused upon these energies in many and sundry ways, some describing them in one way, others in another way. This is to be expected when there are various types of channels with various abilities functioning in the perception of that which exists upon the inner planes as possibility, probability, vortices. There are always many different ways in which any prophesied potential may be perceived, or also may be manifested, for as action takes place upon one level of the planetary consciousness, there is oftentimes a changing of the possibility, probability, vortices. The action of transformation was not so much a mass consciousness on the external level that was to be experienced, but a kind of inner transformative experience of various seekers of truth, as you may call them, that would, through being sensitive to the vibrations streaming in from the cosmic sources and utilized these vibrations in a manner much like you would call the rising of the Kundalini, so that there would be among those who were ready a transformational experience that would allow them to further express this cosmic energy in their life patterns. This would become likened unto a fertilizing of the mass consciousness of humanity, in order that the one infinite creator which exists within each entity and iota of creation might find a fuller manifestation of its being within the group mind of the earth consciousness. This was indeed experienced by many who were available to such energy shifts. However, those who were expecting to see a mass transmigration of souls into the higher realms at that time were acting upon the information which had been less than perfectly perceived by various channels and contacts around your globe. They then ask, so it sounds to me like the fertilization, as you call it, of certain individuals to raise their vibration took place. And as the result of that is that now currently, in the year we call 2019, what is responsible for this time in third density Earth history being unlike any other time in our third density illusion? Quo then says, there is a continuation of these energies that are now engulfing your planetary sphere, for the clock of the cosmic nature has begun to strike in an ever more forceful manner to call in the types of transformations that are possible within the individuals at this time. There is the interaction of much of the positive and negative polarities upon your planetary sphere, so that there is much confusion, much doubt, much difficulty, and much awaiting of that which is to come without a clear perception of how these cosmic instreamings may have their effect upon entities and upon your planetary sphere itself. Your planet has made the transition into the fourth density of love and understanding, and its population is slowly being harvested in the positive and negative senses, so that each entity which now passes through what you call the death transition is offered an opportunity to move through a portal of light, where the light will gauge the ability of the entity to withstand the impact of the fourth density vibrations, this measured by the violet ray of each entity's energy centers. Thus, the transitions into the fourth density is underway, and shall continue for an unknown period of your time, for there is, as we have said, much confusion upon your planet at this time. However, we would suggest to each seeker of truth that as you send love and light to your planetary sphere and its population, that love and light works in a resonant fashion with the love and light of the one creator which exists within each entity, so that whatever possibility any entity has for positive harvestability is enhanced by this resonant quality. Thus, as entities such as yourselves hold meditations, sending love and light to the planetary population, you enhance the opportunity for this harvest to be completed and to be able to be perceived by each entity upon the planet. This is the great hope of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator. However, we as you stand upon the sidelines, watching the play unfold. Eventually, the play will reach its final act, and the One Creator will be found by all. So this is a small summary of what they've said about these transitions before and afterwards. Maybe it's a cop-out, maybe not, but if you look at that first 1991 channeling, they're coming from a much higher level, saying to focus on the moment, to embrace your desires but resist your fears, to understand that you're creating the reality and that reality was being created from 1991 to now. We have in the 2005 channeling, another emphasis on avoiding fear, and that, yes, Many civilizations in the past have seen that we go through these cycles of energy. The bottom line is that you can heal the earth yourself from within, that this is an internal thing that will happen. And once you move to the next incarnation, you'll be tested. You'll be tested on the amount of light that you can take, and you will have the opportunity to move into the fourth density. As best I can understand it, that's what they're saying here. And we can enhance this together. When we do meditations and we send out love and light, then we can do it. So this just motivates me to do more meditations where we send out love and light, which I've done in many, we'll do more in the future. And I realized some of this wasn't even related to the Mayan situation, but really talking about this transition and just a spiritual reflection on the importance of staying in the moment, avoiding our fears, and this transition into the era of love and understanding. I would check out the episode on shifting to the new earth. Perhaps what Drunvalo Melchizedek says, the experience of the 3 days of darkness and all these crazy things that can happen when you move into the fourth dimension, maybe that's the test that you experience. You go through 3 days of darkness, you wake up, and your mind can create all these things. And you're tested with the amount of love you have in your heart. You realize you suddenly can create whatever you think. And if you're living in fear, because he's saying, or Quo, if you say he or she, they are saying that if you're living in fear, you're going to stay in the third density. The idea is you wake up in a place that seems like Earth, but you're scared, and you say, I need a gun. And you look down, there's a gun. And you say, I need bullets. And you look over and there's some bullets. And then you say, then you start looking for the bad guys. And there's some bad guys. And then you start worrying that you're going to get killed. And then you get killed. And you get sent right back to the third density in a new incarnation. You're going to be tested at some point in time, either in this incarnation or in the space between this incarnation and the next. And it will be a test of love and the way that you create. If you create from love, and assume that everything's okay, and take the lessons that we've taught, then you will move into the fourth density, which has the potential to be a real heaven. From everything that we've heard, it would be a completely different level of consciousness, and where you could create whatever you think of, and the lessons of love are much more profound. Who knows if this is true? I'm just sharing it with you. If any of this bothers you in any way, let it go and forget about it. In any case, I'd love to get your opinions on the Mayan prophecies, where we went wrong, what happened in 2012, did we go through a shift, what's your opinion on that? In any case, all episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.